This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. She has been absent for a bit. She's been on the road. She's been competing, teaching, working, doing the various things that she does. But she is back, joining us again from the lovely confines, I guess, somewhere in deep in the heart of the Wisconsin, is the weaponized woman, Keita Bussey.
Hey, Bill. I miss you.
That's nice. You to say.
I missed you. I just, you know, had to go and do things.
I know.
But I'm back.
Okay.
Here I am.
And you brought somebody with you. You brought a three-gun competitor.
And I brought Tenille.
Yeah.
Hello.
Tenille.
Yes, hello. Thank you for having me.
Wow, the two of
Tenille,
you sound a lot alike on my end.
Right? Tenille, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us who you are.
I am Tenille Kittisters, and my background started when I was about 15 with competitive shooting, USPSA style. My father got really into competitive shooting, and we didn't see him anymore. It was like being a hunting widow, but for competitive shooting, and it was the entire family. Yeah, so one year on Father's Day, there was a match, and Dad wanted to go shoot, so Mom dragged the whole family out there to, you know, be supportive. And as a 15-year-old girl, I did not want to hang out on a dry, dusty, dirty desert range, but when I saw the games they were playing, I was like, oh, okay, well, that actually looks like a lot of fun. And one thing kind of led to another, and pretty soon my whole family was engulfed in the competitive shooting world. My father owns and started MGM Targets, and so we've just really been in the industry for a long time. While I started
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. Like back in 92 was actually when MGM started. And so we've just all have been fully engulfed in the competitive shooting world and started and ran the MGM Iron Man 3-gun, which was one of the bigger original, really, really hard 3-gun matches. So I ran that for a number of years before my brother took over, and it's kind of a family thing for us.
But that's so cool. So your father founded MGM Targets?
Yeah, by at one point, my father, of course, he started it. My brother worked there. I worked there. My husband worked there. So my husband and I don't work there anymore, but my mom still goes out and helps sometimes, and my nephew is part of the business as well. So it's been very much a family thing for a lot of years.
Oh, my goodness. So I'm assuming they have a lot of laser cutters.
We actually, we outsource the steel cutting itself and then
bring it back
all the assembly. Yeah, the great thing about MGM Targets, and not to make this a commercial, but all of the target faces are bolted. If you try to weld AR-500 steel or anything that hard, because it's heat tempered, it actually softens the steel. So a little bit about steel and target there. Yeah, I know those have a lot more money you can make, but I was referencing the paper targets. Like, you kind of started with paper targets.
We actually...
cardboard.
We started with the steel targets and then... And then started producing the cardboard targets for USPSA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had it backwards. Okay. Interesting. That's very cool. All right. So this is Camille, you guys. She was my assigned roommate for A Girl and a Gun. We roomed together for 3 days. So tell everybody how terrible that was. Because I'm sure they want to hear about being my roommate.
Well, I feel like we're pretty like-minded. I mean, we both get up early, we go to the range, we're gone all day and come back and crash. So it was kind of a match made in heaven.
Yeah, it's like, wake up, get ready, go to the range, come home, go to sleep. Like,
yeah.
What else do you want from a roommate other than that?
That was pretty much it right there.
That's it. Rooming with Keita Bussey 101. You wake up, you go to the range, you go to sleep. That's it.
You were a great roommate. You know, you just let me keep my mess on my side of the room, and it was perfect. So it was good.
We each had our own messes. It was great. I loved it. You were awesome, too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Guns everywhere. Bows everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Guns splayed about. Of course. That's, like, a given. All right. So you've been with A Girl and a Gun a lot longer than I have. So this was my first time volunteering for A Girl and a Gun, my first encounter with A Girl and a Gun. So can you give us some background on A Girl and a Gun and your experiences and just kind of fill us in?
Yeah, I can share as much experience as I've had. So I think I first became involved with A Girl and a Gun. It's probably been about, oh my goodness, maybe like 6 or 7 years ago. So really not a very long time as far as their history goes. And I think the first event I did with them was a three-gun match. They put on a big ladies-only three-gun match called Fall Fest. And at that time, for that event, I believe we had it. Oh, goodness, where was it? This is the problem with matches. I can't even remember what state I was in. It was
yeah, because you go everywhere all the time. It's like, where was I? I don't know.
I think we were in Kentucky. Rockcastle. Yes. So I think we were at Rockcastle, and that was the first time that I really got to be a part of what A Girl and a Gun does. And at that time, I was shooting the match as a competitor, but they also do like squad moms, and so I got to help a squad through the match. Right. So these are people who have maybe never shot a three-gun match in its entirety, or very, very new shooters. There may be some more experienced people, but for that match, I had quite a few inexperienced shooters. And so it provided me the opportunity to really get to share my passion and my love for the shooting sports, you know, with all
the newbies.
Yes. Right. And there's nothing more exciting than seeing the passion in their eyes and the excitement when, oh my gosh, I hit a 300 target or,
I hate to slow everybody's roll. We're coming up on the first break. Tenille, how do people follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram, Tenille223.
That's worth going just to see the captions on the tank tops, to be honest with you. I've been looking at those. Well, we'll give out the spelling and everything when we get back. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, and her guest is Tennille. Is it Chidester? Chidester?
Chidester, yep.
Okay. Which, like, you've got one tank top that I actually want one of for myself. It says, I want something that's bigger than coffee but less than cocaine.
Yes.
That would be my shirt. Yes. Tennille is also something of a bodybuilder of some type, I take it, yeah?
Yeah, last year I decided I was going to compete in a fitness competition and pretty much upheaved my entire lifestyle and my family's, and it was kind of a bucket list, like, I'm going to do this. And so I competed last November in a bodybuilding competition, basically. So now I'm balancing everything again, and then we will continue forward and do it again.
That means it. And now, have you ever done that, Keita?
No, not a competition. I just work out for fun.
Well, that means that
I like doing it.
That means that she has dieted to a degree to where she almost went insane, but at the same time, she could tell you every calorie she was taking in.
No, I eat everything I want, and I work out because I like working out because it's fun.
Yeah, it was definitely a different experience. And so, like I said, you know, being in a calorie deficit for that long, it's pretty rough on your body, honestly.
Yeah.
And so now we're taking this time, the next few months, to continue building muscle mass, right, and to balance hormones and all of the minerals, and to just basically get to a really healthy point, and then we'll start cutting again. So it's kind of a yo-yo. Like, if you look at my Instagram, like, hey, I was really heavy, and that was a lot of fat, and then I cut it down, and I got really lean and, like, totally jacked, and now I'm, like, squishier
but then
again.
You need muscle.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Cycle.
It's balance.
Like, yeah.
All right. I'm stepping back. Keita, you have about 4.5 minutes. Go.
Okay, so this is Tennille. So I show up to a girl in a gun, and I walk into my room. This girl's in my bathroom. I'm like, okay, this is my roommate. She comes out. She's like, hi, I'm Tennille. Very sweet. And I'm just like, Tennille. Like, adult learning is hard. So I pull out my permanent marker. I'm like, can you spell that for me? And she's like, T-E-N-N-I-L-L-E, Tennille. I'm writing it on my hand like, this is my roommate. I have to know her name, but adult learner, it's so hard. Like, I feel so slow right now. I'm sorry I have to write it on my hand.
What year were you born, Tennille?
Your name.
What year were you born?
I was born in 77.
You know what that means, Keita.
I know what that means.
Have you ever heard of
she
the Captain and Tennille?
What that means.
Have you
yeah,
ever heard
she
of the Captain?
Told me what it means.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm back in the shadows.
Audience,
back in the shadows.
Bill, no.
Well, there used to be a group that popped up, and they showed up one day on American Bandstand with Dick Clark, the Captain and Tennille. Daryl Dragon was the captain of keyboards, and Tony Tennille was the singer. And they had a couple of really big hits, and then, like all musical groups, they sort of faded away into the background. And I mean, Tony Tennille is still out there today. They unfortunately got divorced later on down the road, but you don't see too many people named Tennille. That's the second one I'm aware of.
Very cool.
But I'm back. I'm back. I'm out of the way.
All right, so it's Tennille. How do they find you on Instagram?
It's my first name, Tennille, and 223.
Tennille 223. Literally had to write it on my hand in permanent marker because I was like, this is my roommate. I was born in 1981, so I didn't know, like, all the cool things you guys know.
She actually did.
Now I know. I literally did write it in my hand, like right in front of her. Like, I'm so sorry I'm doing this. I just don't know how else to remember your name.
No, I think it was great. I was like, perfect. Somebody who speaks my language straight up front.
Like, I have to just write things down or I don't know. I was so embarrassed, but I was like, I really want to know your name. So that is her name, Tamile. At Tamile what, again, on Instagram?
223.
Tamile 223. Oh, 223. Yeah, there we go. We got that. All right, so how was the national conference for you? And we'll get cut off, but let me know as long as you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got 2 minutes. Go.
Okay. So I have been to conference previously as an instructor. So I do lots of free gunning competition, right? So I had been fortunate enough to be a part of it as from the instructor side of things. This, however, was the first year that I was able to go as an attendee. Now, the Girl in a Gun program, I think, is amazing, right? We're introducing women to new shooting sports.
Yeah.
A whole new skill set. Like, I am 100% behind it. It's fabulous. They should look, everybody should look for a chapter in their areas. Going to conference for my first time, I had a huge selection of classes that I got to choose from. And because I have a really deep competition background, I wanted to go like 100% the other direction. So I opted for a bunch of more tactical type classes, concealed carry classes.
Right.
Decision making.
Oh my goodness, they had so many great options.
They really did. Improvised medical, intro to archery, cowboy action shooting, you know, things that were totally out of my wheelhouse. And that for me was awesome because I got to sample, the purpose of national conference is to introduce you to things that you might want to dive deeper into later down the road, right? I mean, there's only so much you can learn in a 3-hour window or as an instructor.
Well,
there's only so much
I had. I had to take two of my 2-day classes and condense them both into an hour and a half.
Right. And hold it right there. Hold it right there at an hour and a half.
Okay.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is involved in the investigation of the deadly school shooting in Texas.
The FBI will continue to work around the clock with the Texas Department of Public Safety and the Uvalde Police Department and our other state, local, and federal partners to assist in any way we can.
During a Senate hearing, FBI Director Chris Wray saying the tragedy involving children is heartbreaking. This as Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is expressing skepticism about adding any new gun control laws.
We need to realize that people who think that, well, maybe if we just implement tougher gun laws, it's going to solve it. Chicago and L.A. and New York disprove that thesis.
The governor believes there are solutions to ending violence, but not through new legislation. More baby formula arrived from Germany on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. Russian forces are targeting the Donbas region of Ukraine, and Ukrainian officials say they have attacked residential areas. Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Ukrainian Minister of Foreign Affairs Dmytro Kuleba says the U.S. needs to send multiple launch rocket systems.
If we do not get MLRS ASAP, the situation in Donbas will get even worse than it is now.
Kate Moss's testimony in the Johnny Depp defamation trial is contradicting prior statements made by Amber Heard. The model appeared by video to testify, addressing a moment in the mid-90s when she and Depp were dating. Heard previously testified that Depp pushed Moss down a staircase. However, Moss clarified that she slipped on the stairs and Depp helped her receive medical attention. She added Depp never got physical with her during their time together. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. Her guest is Tennille Chittister. She's a three-gun competitor who also, moonlights as a bodybuilder. And she wears the best tank tops I've ever seen in my life. So I'm going to sit back. First of all, before we go any further, I haven't had a chance to let you do this, Keita. How do people find you? How do they find the book?
Oh, yeah. 180firearmstraining.com is my website. Everything is on there. But you can also email me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I will respond to you. You can order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Emotion for the Shooting Sports. I will personalize it and mail it to you personally. But, yeah, it's all on the website.
Mine's personalized. You can tell Tennille how it's personalized later when you guys are done.
Uh-huh.
We're not bringing it up right now. Anyway. Tennille, how do they find you?
You can check me out on Instagram, Tennille223. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me is just DM me. Slide into my DMs, and I can respond to that.
Slide into my DMs. Yeah, girl.
I just always want to say that.
Well, I mean, with Tennille and with any of the people you bring on, including yourself, Keita, I mean, somebody slides into the DMs the wrong way is probably on borrowed time. So, anyway, I'm shutting up and I'm stepping back. Go for it, please.
I will find you. So, anyway, Tennille, so this was your first time just attending a Girl in a Gun.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Before that, you were an instructor for a girl in a gun.
Correct. Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, I've actually always had a really, really great experience teaching with a girl in a gun. I've taught at National Conference and then also at Fall Fest, which they do a three-day, three-gun university. And okay. One of the things that I have absolutely adored about a girl in a gun is that the demographic that they are able to pull in is all over the board, right?
That's
like
so
you
cool.
you might have that 14-year-old girl just starting out in, you know, like a first-time shooter. And then you'll have that 75-year-old woman who is starting to learn
retired. Just
yes, they're retired. They've got
I need
money.
A hobby.
They want all the fun toys and hobbies. Yeah. And so for me, I right off the bat, my first year of teaching, I felt for them. I found that really inspiring. And to be able to be a part in those journeys, and just a small stepping stone for those women was like, okay, yes, this is what I need to do. You know, I get to share my love and hopefully help these women have a really positive experience and develop a new skill set, to take to the next level where they can get more training and different training from other people.
Yeah, for sure. This was my very first encounter with a girl in a gun. And I really, truly believe in what they're doing because, like you said, they are bringing in women from all these different demographics. I had a 13-year-old girl in my class, and I had an 80-year-old woman in my class. Like,
yes,
oh, my goodness, the stretch. Like, this is amazing. And, you know, in shooting, if you appeal to a man, he's just going to come on his own. If you appeal to a woman, then you get the husband and the children. So that is a great marketing strategy. And I also feel like they do such a great job of just making women feel sort of comfortable in their own skin with a firearm.
Yeah.
And that was my whole goal as an instructor.
Yeah, I would I would totally agree with that. One of the things that I think they have done really well is, I mean, I hate to use the word like safe space, right? I hate that. It sounds to me very snowflake. So I don't like to use that. But I do feel that that's really what's necessary when you start pushing your boundaries of what you're comfortable.
Their comfort zone.
Yes, you have to be able to allow them to ask questions that they may feel are foolish. Like you and I know that there are no stupid questions. The questions you ask are the questions that need answered. It doesn't matter if it's very, you know, very inexperienced or whatever. Like those are just questions. They're not.
You are where you are.
Yes,
and it's okay.
Everybody. Yes, exactly. And I feel like a girl in a gun has really created an environment where you can take shooters
safe,
and they can do that. They can have a really good, comfortable first experience or maybe 50th experience, right? I mean, the classes that they offer at conference, I was in a lot of pretty advanced classes, you know, because of my shooting background and experience. And there were some of them that I'll be honest, like I told the instructor, this makes me really uncomfortable, right? Like this cut out of my comfort zone. I mean, we shoot competitive, right? We have a 180. Mm-hmm. We only shoot downrange. You know, we're very, very safe. And so to do things that pushed any of those traditional boundaries,
into the real world, well,
this
audience that we're talking to right now, this is the real world audience, so tell them about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, the competition is very, very safe. It has to be. Otherwise, you know, one accident happens and then they shut down all competition.
That's why we have the 180, but tell us about your 360 experience.
Well, we were basically, you know, if you're backing – we were doing a lot of different shooting positions. And I was working with Adam Winch, who is out of the Grand Junction area. My first experience with Adam, he's got a really, really great bio that I can't even remember everything. He is law enforcement. And I told him, this makes me uncomfortable, right? Because we're not shooting in our safe little box.
Because we're from a sport, not from
right.
real world.
And he says, great. And that was it. Like, good job. Get over yourself, and we're going to do this anyway. Like, we know how to be safe. We know how to handle firearms safely. But now we're pushing ourselves. If my kids are behind me or if I fall down and I have to roll to my stomach to be safe and still shoot, then, you know, lots and lots of different shooting positions. And, I mean, I ran the Ironman. I've shot while going down a 300-yard zip line. I mean, I've shot from 30-foot towers and gone down slides with guns. I mean, it's I've done a lot of really cool things in my life.
You've done some cool stuff.
But this was
that
very
to the
different.
360 world, the real world.
Yes.
Well, okay,
what
let's hold
really
it the real world.
Jumped.
We got to hold it the real world because we're coming up on the last break. Keita, how do they find you?
Dang it, Bill. 180firearmstraining.com.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to publicize your website.
There.
Everything is there. That's where Keita's at. And she says dang it a lot at her website. Go check it out. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Back to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, and her guest, Tennille Chittister. Please, ladies, yep, have at it. This is the long segment, so go for it.
All right. So, you came from the 180 competition world where, okay, the people are behind us watching. We can't point the gun in that direction. To the real 360 world, real-life scenario class, to the point where, well, if you have to be, go pee, but you're going to miss everything, so there will be no peeing. So tell us all the details our audience wants to know.
So I'm going to expand on that because that right there says it all, right? So we're out in Colorado, for those of you who don't know, and this particular class was 3 hours. We're at pretty high elevation, super bright sun. It's warm. And so we are all just pounding water, you know, stay hydrated, to stay sharp. And that was it. Like the class, the instructor, Adam, said, we are not stopping, period. If you have to go to the bathroom, just go, come back, jump in. But the quality of the material that Adam was presenting and having it be like again, so far
it
out of my...
It was so good. You don't want to miss it.
It was so good. It was like, so good.
I have
that
to
it was,
keep, but
like,
I don't want to.
Hold it. It was bad enough that it was like, as soon as he was done, like, I stripped off my gun belt, dropped it on the ground, and sprinted to the bathroom. I'm like, it's about to get ugly. And we were, you know, rolling around on our stomachs and up and down and kneeling and on our backs and shooting from all of these different positions at a fairly quick cadence. And shooting
oh
and reholstering.
God.
And so all of this pressure, I thought I was going to wet my pants on the range, and I'm just like, I can't leave. I'm going to miss some of it. And, and you're not wrong. It was the most physically uncomfortable class. Not just from the shooting positions, but because I didn't want to miss even a moment, and I needed
right
to use the rest of it so bad.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me his catchphrase for, like, unholstering, reholstering when you're in all these awkward positions, because
yeah,
people are going to
yeah
love that.
So Adam's catchphrase was "get sexy," right? And so he's referring to like sticking your hip out to the right or the left if you wear a hip side holster, or you know, kind of thrusting your hips forward if you have an appendix carry. And he always just kind of did this fun little like "get sexy," and
it's like
so
a hip thrust.
Yes, it was.
Whatever position you're in, it's a hip thrust.
And well, I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, it was the best way to be able to holster safely without sweeping any parts
totally
of your body.
I stole that after you told me.
Yeah,
in my class.
It was great. It was, and it's. I will steal that and use it in future classes as well. Just that verbal cue,
I loved it.
Especially the way it was said. I'm like, oh, this is pure gold, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So I had girls with holsters, like, right on their bodies, and I was like, oh, my goodness. And I was telling them, I'm a little teapot, like, tip away, tip like a teapot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just not clicking. And then I was like, get sexy, because you told me that.
Mm-hmm.
You said that happened to your class, and I was like, oh, get sexy. Okay, I'll try that and see if I can save these girls from sweeping themselves.
Yeah.
I'm like, get sexy. Like, pop that hip, girl. Yeah. And they did, and I was like, this is so much better than I'm a little teapot, like, tip me over and pour me out. Which is what I was telling them, and then you told me the whole, like, get sexy thing, and that just resonated with everyone. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I totally stole it.
I think that is also one of the things that I was so excited for going into conference. You know, again, having been on the instructor side of things, we missed out on a lot of what other people have to offer. And so going into this, I'm like, okay, I'm going to take classes that are out of my wheelhouse,
but
instructors
but
I've never had before.
My roommate.
Mm-hmm.
So you
that
could
way
tell me
I got to,
like, the one thing that I needed, you told me.
Well, I mean, everybody has something to offer, and sometimes we get it in really mysterious ways, right?
Right? You never know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I totally cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, being able to experience these instructors as a student, I really felt like it was heightening my capabilities as an instructor. I'm learning new techniques, catchphrases, and different things. Like, oh, yeah, like that is a brilliant way to explain that.
Yeah.
Where if somebody's not getting it the way I normally explain it, now I have something else to offer them. And so I was
amazing.
Very, very pleased with all of the classes I had at conference and the experience that I had. It was awesome. I would definitely recommend it and would definitely go again as an attendee.
So I was at the instructor dinner, so all the instructors got to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I met the other instructors, and I was very impressed with the lineup. Like, oh, my goodness. All these people, like, really high-level people. Gabby Franco was one.
Yeah,
like,
she's fantastic.
She's an Olympic gold medalist.
Right?
They had Gabby. Like, Mike Hughes, he invented the CERT pistol. He was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are so many, like, big-name people that they're bringing in.
Definitely, and not just big names, but also so far across the board. Like I said, I had improvised medical, right? That was not even a shooting class. So it was so much more than just...
That was one of my students, actually, teaching that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I loved that class. I thought it was great. A lot of, you know, tourniquet instruction and, you know, in case of an emergency, what choices are you going to have to make? So I thought I loved that class. I took another class from Larry St. Clair that was actually a foundational, like, jujitsu class. And, I've done a little bit of jujitsu, and after that class, I came home, I went back to my studio where I trained at the MMA gym, And then I started dragging my daughter. I'm like, if the bad guy gets
nice.
You, you need to know how to get away. And I have this, you know, a beautiful teenager. So she's now, she's going too. So that's where, like, the Girl in a Gun conference is so much more than just a girl in a gun.
Motivating.
And an introduction to a whole nother world or a whole nother sport or more ways that we can take care of ourselves and our loved ones. It's a really deep field of information that you have to choose from.
Yeah, and I know you've been an instructor there. So as instructors, like, we're taking two-day curriculums, taking whatever we have and trying to, like, compress it into something that is going to benefit these people. Like, what is going to help them the most? In this amount of time, this limited time we have with them, what is going to help them the most?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very challenging to do that when you have a 2-3 day curriculum, but we're just thinking about those people and what's going to help them the most. And I think all the instructors there do a really amazing job, and you just get a little sampling, but you can definitely go to 100 different classes and think, okay, I like this and this and this and this, and seek it out further.
And we are running out of time, ladies. That is the way of the radio. Keita, it is very nice to have you back.
Thanks, Bill.
And Tennille, it was very nice speaking with you. Outstanding.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'll be back next week.
Very good. The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey will return. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.